All right, so continue now in Simkuf Tzadi Dalet. Here we speak about the issue related to Yimei Leda, Dam Leda, Yimei Leda, Yimei Tohar. Of course, we know that Midaraisa, after a male child is born, so the woman is tummy for 7 days, Yimei Leda, and then after that, 33 days, Yimei Tohar. And after a girl is born, it's 14 days, Yimei Leda, Yimei Tuma, and 66 days, Yimei Tohar. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. We look on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in the first source. Lamed Zayin Aleph, and of course, Anita Tanya Rabbi Brisa Tanya Rabbi Marinus Omer Ein Leda Soseres Beziva. Okay, let's say the following situation. Let's say you have a woman who was counting the Shivan in the Kiyam after Dam, whatever the circumstances were. She saw Dam Yemei Ziva. She's counting the Shivan in the Kiyam. Okay, now in the middle of the Shivan in the Kiyam, she gives birth. Okay, so Yimei Leda pop in. Now she's suddenly there's Yimei Leda. Now, the Yimei Leda, she's automatically tummy, either for 7 days or 14 days. But let's assume for a moment, obviously, you know, she sees Dam. We're talking about if she doesn't see Dam, whatever the reason, she doesn't see Dam. So Gemara says, Romana says, Ain Leda so seres beziva. These Yimei Leda do not, in effect, destroy or disrupt or cancel the Shivan Nekiyim. In other words, the Yimei Leda does not cancel the Shivan Nekiyim being counted for the Zava, you know, if the Leda is during the Shivan Nekiyim. That's what he says. All right? So that's straightforward. The Yimei Leda do not cancel out the Shivan Nekiyim. All right? Then the question is, though, Yibayil Humau Shatala. Yeah, but do they count towards the Shivan Nekiyim? In other words, okay, they don't disrupt. Okay, but can I count towards the days? Again, obviously, we're assuming she's not seeing anything, right? So she didn't bleed. She's obviously tummy, because the Torah says she's tummy, right? She's tummy even for 7 days or 14 days. That's not the issue. And if she bleeds, all bets are off too, obviously. But if she's not bleeding, okay, if she didn't bleed, you know she's certainly tummy because of the Leda, or she's tummy because of the Leda, good. But we said that they don't uproot the Shivan Nekiyim, but do they count towards the Shivan Nekiyim? That's the question. So that's my focus, Abayim and Rava. By all my anus, so Sarah's ain't ola. It's not so sad, it doesn't upset the or disrupt the Shivanakim, but it ain't ola. It can't count towards the Shivanakim. And Rabbi Omar, ain't a the ola. Let's look at Rashi. Ma'u Shatala, in Yolda Bezov. Okay? The woman has a Yoletis Bezov. Ubime le dasa lo rasa. Again, highly unlikely, but whatever the circumstances were, Ubime le dasa lo rasa. Ma'u Shayala le Nakim, velo titstarach, let's bar harayim. Okay, meaning Gala means she can count these days. You made Tuma after a boy, or the 14 you made Tuma after a girl. She can count those days towards the Shivan Nekiyim that started to count beforehand. That's according to, if you say Tala, right? That's Ma'usha Tala. So Abaye is, and below to start this bar, he wants to count, you know, resume the count afterwards. So Abaye is of the opinion, Ena Soseres, right? Second Rashi in the Nidalam Zanam and Alav Tzush 2. And it's a Seretz. If Harris is a Zava, Upaskal. She was a Zava. Then Vizchila Lispor. She was a Zava from before. She stopped. She stopped bleeding, in other words. She started to count her Shivan Nekiyim. Then, Vyoda. So, Enos Soseretz. All right, that's what we all agree on. That was the Brisa, as Rabbi Marino said, Enos Soseretz. The Melee Dos, Afilo Enoroba, and Ein Mashlimin Lisirasa. She can resume the count. Basically, the count is suspended. Right? She's counting something, day three, whatever, it's suspended. Count is suspended. We suspend the Shivan Nekiyim. Wait till after the Shevi Yemei Tuma for a boy, or the 14 Yemei Tuma for a girl, and then resume the count afterwards. Okay, so that's what Abaye is of the opinion. Ena Soseres, but Ena Ola. And Rava's make is Ena Soseres, but Ola. Okay, so according to Abaye, they don't cancel the Shivan Nekiyim, but they don't count on the Shivan Nekiyim. And Rava says they can even count towards the Shivan Nekiyim. Okay, how do we paskin? So this is Machlokas Rishonim. Tosas there in Nida, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Chorot to Machlokas Abaye and Rava, right? So most of the time we paskin like Rava against Abaye in most cases. So this would seem to be one of those cases. And therefore we should say, Enos of Sarah's Ve'ola. However, Tosas here in our Daf in Nida, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, source 3, the Tosas says, Abaye Omar Enos of Sarah's Ve'ena Ola. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish to Hilchasok Abaye. In this particular case, the halacha like Abaye, we have to be machmer, the ain ola. We can't count the days towards the Shivan Nekiyim. Okay, we pass in here like Abaye. The Omer Ibn Tam, the Yimei Leda, she'in a roh, man, that's what we're talking about here, right? Yimei Leda, she'in a roh, man, who lamed miyal kagam. Okay, we know that there are six exceptions when we pass like Abaye against Rava, right? I mean, I printed from Kedushin, it's in a few places. We'll take a look at source four, Kedushin, Nun Beis, Man Alam, Hilchus HaKavosad Abaye B'yao Kegah. The six cases, Yud, Ayin, Lamed, Kuf, Gimel, Mem, or mnemonic. Remember, these are the six cases most of the time throughout Shas, Yad, Machos, Abaye, and Rava all the time. Okay, many, many different disputes throughout the Shas. Somebody once told me, I've never checked it up, somebody told me you can't turn three pages anywhere in Shas without coming across either Abaye or Rava. It's, sounds good. But anyway, I never checked them up on it. Somebody told me. Anyhow, you have a lot of disputes between Abaye and Rava. A lot of independent statements, too. But I don't think he was saying that every three pages of Machlokas is Abaye and Rava. But sometimes you have Rava, Omar, whatever, without a Machlokas with Abaye. Okay, anyway. I don't know. Check it out. It's not that important anyhow. But bottom line, we have Abaye and Rava there a lot. So usually we pass like Rava against Abaye, except for Yaal Kigam. What is a Yaal Kigam? So you look in Rashi. They're in Kedusha Nun Beis Man Aleph. This is above them. See, it's elsewhere too, but I printed them here. I think it was the first time. Five. Simone Halachos saying, Yaal Kigam are a simon for the Halachos. What are they? Shenechel Behem Abaye Rava. Chol Mokom Halachos. Rava Chutz Me'el. Halachos is like Rava except for these. What's Yud? Yud is Yehu Shalomidas. That's probably what I'm saying. Well, everyone learns first. That's Yehu Shalomidas. Be'el Metzias. Be'el Metzias. Da'af Chof Ha'al Beis. That's the Yud. Mayan is another famous. Eid Zomim. Right, the Mafrei who posts on that, Nifsal on that, right? Eight Zomim, Mafrei Nifsal, and then it's in Sanhedrin. Lamed says Rashi is Lechi Haomer Ve'elav in the first paragraph. Erevin Olson Sukkah like Lechi, but the Lamed for Lechi. Kuf is Kedushin Lanim Selabiyim. Here, that's there in Kedushin. Gimel is Gilu Daita Begita. Okay, Gil Das, but that's the Gimel. And Mem is Mumar Ochel Nevelas Teyava. Okay, so those are the five cases, as the six cases rather, of Yaal Kigam. Would have nothing to do with us, and that's what Rashi says. The Lamed is a machlokas regarding Lechi. However, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Lamed is our case. The Lamed is Yimei Leda, that's what Lamed stands for. Yimei Leda, Shein Rav Behem, go back to three. Who Lamed be Al-Kam, lo Lechi, Omer Reel, Per Kamed Erevin. Okay, so that's according to Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin here like Rava, that the days can not only, are not only not so ser, not only don't cancel, but they actually can, yes, count towards the Shivanakiyim. Again, presumably she doesn't believe. All right. Now, then Tosu was on quote to Rav Sadia. Rav Sadia Kosov, the second line of that Tosus, and it's printed here, and Nidalam Zaman, I'll do my Tabahe, three. Rav Sadia Kosov, okay, this is one of those cases where Tosu quotes Rav Sadia going. When I was in the call, it used to be that whenever you had Tosu quoted, whether Rav Sadia going or the Rav Shulta, that was a question that Rav Shulta asked at the beginning. There would always be a question on the Chinah if Tosus quoted one of the Gaon. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I'm saying if Tosus quotes something that doesn't usually quote, in the olden days that was a question on the Chinah. Huh?
Like, for example,
Okay, so I'm saying it's an unusual thing. Right, so here's the quotes of Sadia. So Rav Sadia Kosa, the Noshim Shalonu, Shechashvina Luchiyodos Bizov, we are Machmer, every lady doesn't like a living Bizov, right? Im Ober you made Tuma Zion Lezochar, O Yudal in the Kaba, Bisofra Shivanaki and be made Tohar, O Afilo be made Tuma, like Rav Sadia says, if the 7 days have passed, the 14th passed, now she counts Shivanakiyim, or even Afila Mei Tuma, if she was able to do it. She didn't believe, but she was able to do it. Muteres Levaila. Admem Lezochor Perpela Nekeva. Even if she believes afterwards, she's now 70. Now, that touches on the Machlokas we talked about yesterday, right? Whether we have the din of the Kula of Yumei Tohar nowadays or not, right? We spoke about that yesterday. So Rav Sadia says you do. We saw it yesterday, Shitas, right? That said that that's the assumption. But that's not the point that I'm interested in so much in the moment. But he says, that's a shita, right? We saw those shitas. That calls a dam tor. Shekane shana chami may lay the shana rabbim. Olin lo lemei sviziva. Har behed yecholak abin otam. What Tosfos is interested here is not that issue of the may tor, or not only that issue of may tor, but also the clearly of Sadia Gaon says, you can count the days, as long as she doesn't believe, you can count the days, afilu b'may tumah. Okay, so it's a machlokas, at least in Tosa, machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Sadia Gaon. And Tosa's there in Kedushin, by the way, in source number six, said the same thing on that same daf in Kedushin, Nun Beis, Man Aleph, Diba Masa B'Yal Kagam. Laman damar pirsha kuntres lech lamed rather, sorry. Lamed pirsha kuntres lechi homed meila, but in a tamma for us, lamed how you may lay the shinor behen shain olam sphere zivosis. So that's the machlokes. Just to clarify, okay, just to clarify, Rabbeinu Tam says in this particular instance, that here we pass in a kabai. However, most don't hold a kabai. Most hold that this is not the lamed of Yalkagam, therefore the lamed of like rubber, and the days are not only don't cancel, but they're also olas. For example, the shiltas, the Rav Chaigon and Parsha Tazria shilta Peivav, 7. Okay, the Tanya of Marinus Omar ain't laid the success with Ziba Bada, who Masha Tala Omar by Aino Serz, Aino Ola, and Rubba Omar Aino Serz, Ola, Hani Masai Savalezi, Wilhilchasa Kirova. So the Shulta says we pass like Rubba, the days do count. So he says explicitly Hilchasa Kirova. The Bahag also, Saber Al Khadolo, Simon Mem Bays, by Hilchas Yoledas, 8. The Hechi, the Lochazi Dom, Besokha Meledosa. She doesn't happen to see any Dom during the Meledosa. When it was off on a cable, all in lawless spirits, he was of Chena Minigal, all of Chena Lawless. Also, Paskin, the Kula like Rava in the Gonim, the Shilpas, the Bahag, and so on. The Sefer Truma has an interesting point. Okay, also, since the Hukos need a Simon Tari test 9. Kisha Amru Chachama, Isha Mutaris, Labal Lacha Shiva, Lazakha, Yudal in the cable, Dvaram Halala Bishon, here's the whole story. Dvaram Halala Bishon, Harishonim. That's an interesting description. In the old days, everybody knew all the dinim and so on and so forth. Because choshes in shema yalda v'toi lefichach ha'isha bizman hazeh la'achar shavu shivim etum lezachu v'dal v'nekeva imposka shivim nekiyim mutaris l'bayla kol shar hayamim ad melos mem Luzachar repel in the cave of Alpha Pishrobam Dam. Now, again, this is Sefer Truma, but this is all a quote. Just a moment. Yeah, if you take a look at the next page, I'm sorry, all this, it says Adkan Dibre Loshan Bin Asadjibam. So this whole presentation is Asadjibam. So it's consistent with what he said with Tosfos. Asadjibam says, we do have Yemei Par, Ibn Bizman Azeh. But you have to first have Shiva Nakiyah. Right, that's the point. We have to first have Shiva Nakiyah. So again, he says, Lefichach, look at the third line. Ha'isha Bizman Azeh. La'acha She'ovr Shiva Meitum Lezachar Yudal Nakiyah. But Imposka Shiva Nakiyah. Then, Mutaris Labala, Kol Shar Hayamim, Ad Melos Mem Lezachar Opeil Nakiyah. You know, the end of the 33 and the 66. Va'apol Pishro Ben'dam. Because of Kadam Tov, Chay Nami, Imposka Shivinakim, Vahemi made two more Shulzacha or Yudal Janakabo, below Ross Abadam, Mutaris Laval, Koy Maitar. Again, the same thing. Tosa said it in brief. Tosa's there in Kedushin. I'm sorry, Tosa's there in Bayas Anita said this in brief. Here you have the full text of Rasajigo. Okay? And Shekach son of Chachamim, you may lay the Shinaroba and the Sphere Zibasa Olin. They count. Not only they're not Tosa, but they count. So again, he's passing like Rova. Even if she stopped in the middle, he began to have a few clean days, then you can continue until Bechain Halava. Bechain and all Poska Shivanakim, Akar Shivan Zafar, or Yudal in the Kava, Uboy Maitar, Adain Hibitumasa, Koy Maitar, Kava de la Poska Shivanakim. You have to have still Shivanakim. So if she continues to see that from before, you never had Shimon Akim before, then it's not magic that now suddenly, remember this goes back to Rav about Mayan Echad, we spoke about it yesterday also, right? So if she never got the Shimon Akim, and now came the Yemei Tohar, that's what he's saying. Let's read again, it's important. He says again, in lo poska Shimon Akim, achar shivah lezachar yudal in the kevah, she never got the Shimon Akim, and now she got the Shimon Akim, now could the Yemei Tohar arrive? So it's not now automatic. Oh, okay. Now she's tohor. No, because she never had the shiva nakiyim to clear her up from the ziva from before. Okay, I die in hibatuma. So I even call you meitar. Came the lo poska shiva nakiyim. Lo be meitu lo meitar. But chen halacha lemaisa chen lasa many yaminishol adkan direi lashon minasadigam. Menucha memchav stands for menuchas of kavod. That's only a name that we don't use that so much anymore. But you know, it's zechon or whatever. Okay, menuchas of kavod. Fine. The sober legamri they made lay the olas for lezivosa. The chain Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rashbam, Rabbi Alphas, Rabbi Golos, Rabbi Yudai, the chain Shilter Vachai, Kulam poskim Karova, the olas for also, Rabbi Tam Cholik, poskim Kabai, and Mizil Lam Shal Yalakuram. Basically, this ever true is saying this is everybody except for Rabbi Tam. But I just wanted to highlight that other point that's important. That the Sefer Truma, well, again, he quotes the Renaissance, you're going full. He's making that point that he still needs the Shivan Akiyam to get out of the Ziva from before. It's not that suddenly now these days arrive, oh, okay, we cancel everything before. Okay? The Rush also, here in Nidah Parag Dalet Siman Aleph, Tanya Renaissance quotes the Gemara, Uposek Ba'alachas Kerava. So it says the re. Okay, now it could be that it means the re, also could mean that they're in a town. His name was Yaakov, right? The town was Yaakov Ishtam, right? But there are other, if you look sometimes in other writings, we find, I think I mentioned this one, you find other people called Rabbeinu Tam, that's not the Rabbeinu Tam. Like, for example, the Yaakov Meir Lines, sometimes called Rabbeinu Tam Meir Lines. It was a nickname, Yaakov Ishtam. So, I mean, there's one Rabbeinu Tam. You know, the Rabbi of Tom, the grandson of Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov, Ben Meir, but there came, there could be that's what he's referring to. Okay. Huh?
Medieval version of Yankee?
Okay, maybe it's medieval version of Yankee, yeah. Okay, anyway, so that was, usually Rabbi of Tom is Rabbi of Tom, but once in a while you come across other people referring to it. But that may be who he's referring to. Anyway, then in Simon Bays, he writes, okay, the Rashi writes in the second part of 10, this need a paragraph, Simon Bays, Helchach. Nashi did done Shechmir Leisha Shivanikim Al Koriusim Kiga Kulan Yoldus Bizarvein Vitricha Shivanikim He may lay the in Lora Savahan Oh in Lora Shivanikim That's how he passed in the, also the Rosh Okay you know all right. Anyway the Rambam also passes that way Hilchos is Rabbi Paragzana Lach Yud Aleph He may lay the Yud got cut off I should say You may lay the so right just cut off the Yud Is there a Yud there at the beginning? Should say Yimele Dosa. All right, anyway, Yimele Dosa, Yimele Dosa, Imlo Rosa Behandam, Hare Elo Olin Lola Sphere Shivanakim, Imrosa Behandam, Ain Olin Loy Mary, with those social Koleamim, Elamishalem, Salayam Shofer Kishiv Sagadam, Shain Sosar Kol Eloria Shozo, Elo Sosin Yoman Bilvad. Basically, the Rambam is giving you the reason, okay? Again, he passes like Rava, the days count toward the Shivanakim, okay? And basically, he says, because the reason why the days don't uproot, even if she has done, the days don't uproot, the Shivan Akima can still suspend it. Well, no. Is that what he's saying? One second. Yeah, I think the Rambam would be saying, yes, right, Imras have been done. Then only Maria below Sosan Kol, they still did. Even if she sees them, if she sees Dom, then obviously you can't count those days for Shivan Akima. Because they're not in the Kiyam. But the Rambam is saying that even if she sees them, it won't uproot the count of the seven. It suspends the account. Why? Because the only thing that uproots it, says the Rambam, is Riyah Shel Zov. But this is not the Riyah Shel Zov. Okay, that's the point. This is not Dam Ziba or Dam Nida, Dam Leda. Right? So even that's the Rambam is saying. Im Rasa, again. Im Lo, let's read again. Yemele Dasa, Remaini Dasa. Im Lo Rasa, Vahendam. Hare Elu Olin Lola Sphere Shivayom Nikim. They even count. We're making like Robert. They even count. They're clean days. Why not? They're Nikim and then what's the problem? However, in Ross of Behendam say, ain't Olin Loyam area. They can't count. They can't call them Nikim. Right? How do you call them Nikim when she's bleeding? But ain't Sosim. They still don't knock out all the days. Ella Mishalem is Aliyam Shatopa because she's in Adam. She'll complete the count. Like I said before, it's suspended and she'll complete the count afterwards. Okay, she ain't so circle, Elaria Shulzo. The only time it uprooted is it's real Damida, and this is not. Okay, that's the Rambam. Logos Maimonis, there in Paragzana Lachir Aleph, Nilkasur Bia, Os Beis, 13. Logos Maimonis says, Kirova Lagabe Abaye, this is Pasnag Rova. Okay, the Ami Melee, the Shen Roman, Aina Olin Sphere Zivosa, Chet Pasu Shiltas, the Hanalach Zilos, The whole team. Okay, so everybody, the people have the whole team. Most, a well majority of the Shonim against are in the top here. Because of Sefer Trumas, however, I didn't see this there, but it could be. Okay, Shabbat Sarfas, nonetheless, in Sarfas, Nogu Lahachmir, Ho of Anafek, Makunat Benatam. Benatam said, that was his, you know, where he lived. Benatam said it, that's it. You know, it's like when I'm guaranteed, some Sofa said it, that's it. You know, nothing to talk about. Okay, so it's, you know, once Benatam said it in Sarfas, even though most of the Shonim, the Gaon, everybody argues they're in a Tam, in Tzarfas they were Machmer like they're in a Tam, you know, in Abayim. Uldiver in a Tam, now, but here's the interesting thing. Look at this one. Uldiver in a Tam, continues our Ghost Maimonides, Nachon Hatzrich Lakol Vlad, Beis Tevilos. You're going to have two trips to the mikveh. Vacharkach Timoteros Lebailo. Why? Vein Achar is Shivel Zacha Vachar Yidol in the Kevim. Okay, and then Racharkoch Tispor Shivinakiyim. In other words, you got to get out of the Yemei Tumah first. Okay, and then you got to get out of the, you know, the status of being a Nida. Racharkoch Tispor Shivinakiyim. A Tipol Tefilah Shtiyah. Sheni Yechol Tispor Shivinakiyim Ad Shetipol Achir Melei Dosa. She can't count the Shivinakiyim until you're out of the. Can't start the Shivinakiyim until you're out of the status of Yemei Tumah of the Yemei Tumah with a 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl. So you got to get out of that first. You hear what he says? Remember from yesterday? It's all the same thing. It's the Torah code, right? The Torah code considers one Tumah and one Torah. So you got to get out of the Tumah first. Okay? It's Dam. So you got it's Dam, right? It's called Mayan Echaru. Once she has the baby, so it's going to stay, and whatever Dam she has stays labeled. Dam Leda, remains Yemei Leda until she gets out of that. Okay, until she removes herself from that status. Achetipo. Okay, Rabbi Sil Sarvi should Dam Leda Skedami. The Yom Utvila Talakos. You can eat sauce and parakman exclusive and so on. I and Shami Sefer Atchum. That was the reference we had before. But the Agos Maimonides is pointing out that according to Menatam, it makes sense to require two tvilas. Once after the 7 or 14 for girl days to end the Yemei Leda. Okay, so now because she's going to continue to see afterwards, it's going to be still Yemei Leda because we passed like Rav Mayanecha from yesterday, right? So therefore, you have to end the Yemei Leda, and then another time after she has Shivan Akim, whenever she does stop bleeding. Okay, so that's the chumra, so to speak, that emerges from that shita. Now in the Shulchan Aruch here by us Sif Aleph, and I forgot to knock out all the footnotes, so it's a little unclear. I'm sorry. 14 here in Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. So Yemei Leda. Shem Shiva Lizachav Yadal and Akeva. Im lo rasa bahen, olim lesfira zivasa. Good. We pass him like Rova the Rishonim, like Rova against Abayi. However, im shomu Shiva Nakiyim, betoch Yadal and Akeva. Okay. And he had something else to come back to. If the Shiva Nakiyim were up, hareza sura adlel tesva. Okay. Im tabla kodm cheno osa latvil. We'll have to come back to that point. Okay. So keep that in the back of your head. So anyway, that's the issue here. All right, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Even if she gets a Shiva Nakiyim before the 14 days of the Kevrup, she's still a Surah until they're over, until the days are over. Again, 14 days, you can get Shiva Nakiyim. Which leads us now to the next discussion. Everyone with me so far? Yes? Okay. Which leads us into the next discussion, which is an interesting Gemara, and that same daf and need the Lamed Vav and Aleph. Okay? Gemara has a whole discussion, only I'll accept in one small part of it. The issue here is as follows. What if a woman in Taka gives birth to a baby girl? Okay, and she saw dam the first week. I'm sorry, she saw dam not the first week, just in the second week. In other words, she was a zava. You'll let us be zava. She did not see any dam during the seven, you know, the first 7 days, but she saw dam the second 7 days. Will she have to sit Shiva Nakiyim after those other days during the second week or not? In other words, the case is that's the Gemara's case. Woman had a baby girl. She did not see any dam the first 7 days, but then she saw dam during the next 7 days. Does she need a new set of Shiva Nakiyim? That's the question. She had the Shivan Akim from Ziva already, right? But she saw now in the second week of the Yemei Tumah, is that going to require a second set of Shivan Akim? Or no? That doesn't do anything. She got the Shivan Akim, so she's okay. That other Dom is Dom Leda. She doesn't need the Shivan Akim after the Dom Leda. That's the question. You follow? You got the question, guys? Yeah, good. That's the question. Again, that's neither Laman Vav and Al 15. Hacha Yoledes Nikeva Bezov Askina. She was Yoledes Nikeva. Okay, the Shavua Kama Paska. First week she didn't see anything, but Shavua Basra Lo Paska. So because of her, you may lay Dosa Shein Ron Ben Olin Law Lesfira Zivasa. Okay, that's the question. You could hold. I only accepted part of it because it's a little complicated in the Gemara, but that's the issue. You may lay Dosa Shein Ron Ben Olin Law Lesfira Zivasa. Right, those days count towards her ziva. So if she sees Dom, right, if she doesn't see Dom the first week, so she got her Shivan Akim, good. But then she saw Dom afterwards. So will she need another Shivan Akim? That's the question. So the discussion in the Rishonim, the Ramban, let's look at 16, the Ramban in Hilchos Nida Perek Zayin Os Yud Ches, 16. First he says, Yemei Tar Sharasa Bahan Einan Olilah. Obviously, the discussion we had, the machlokes of Bayin Rava, is the days when she didn't see. But here, if during the Yemei Tor she taka saw Dom, then they can't count toward the Shivan Nekiyim because they're not Nekiyim, right? She may Sirus Azova, Tzrichin Shivan Nekiyim, Mikol Dom, Shubom and Amokor. It doesn't matter that this is Dom later. You can't call those Nekiyim. But then he writes in Yud Tes, that was Yud Ches. Then the Ramban writes in Yud Tes, okay? Haroa shishchila lispor bisman hazeh biyaldo harezu suseres kol aminyan. Right, today that knocks everything out. V'chein yoledes nekeva bisman hazeh shesofra shivan akiyim mitoch yudalad v'chazra v'rosa. That's our case, right? She got her shivan akiyim in, but now she saw during the second week after the shivan akiyim. Sricha shivan akiyim shetifso. The second week does uproot the sira, even though she had shivan akiyim. Seeing Dom the second week does uproot the count, and therefore she's going to need another Shivan Akim. So Paskins, the Ramban, okay, in the Hilchos Nida. Okay, that's what the Dom she sees in the second week cancels out what she accomplished during the first week. Okay, however, not everyone agrees with that. The Rosh here in Parag Dalet, continuing in Simon Bays, we started before, 17, Parag Dalet and the Rosh here in the Simon Bays. Yoledes Nekeba, Shal Yomei HaShavua Rishon Nekiyim. First week, we're good. The Ross of the Shua Shia, Aina Soseris, Aina Soseris. Afal P Shadam Leda Sosa Fil the Rubber, the Dafki may lay the Shaina Roba and Huda Kamar Owen. Okay, and even though Rubber is the one, the whole discussion with Rubber was you may lay the Shaina Roba, like I said before, like we learned before, the whole discussion of Rubber was, and Rubber and Abai was only you may lay the Shaina Roba, right? But here she did see, but Haka Aina Soseris, Kavan Sherosa Achar Sura Shivanakim. Apa Pisha Dam Tame. Okay? And Alma Sha'ain Re'ia Shavua Basra, so Sarah Sphere Shavua Kama. The Dam she saw later, it's not Dam, it's Dam Leda, it's not Dam Ziva. And Hagam that it's Tame, but it's not going to require Shivan Akim. So Paskin the Rosh. Okay? So Tamachoka is the Rabban and the Rosh. Yes? You saw that. Good. Comes to Beis Yosef here in our Siman, Kuf Tzari Dalad. But he also says in 18, Umila Didan, the low bolo, Dam Tor anyhow, ain't nafkus machokazu. There's no nafkamina here, says for us. Okay, because he says, the hapshita shesoseris, utricha is for shivanakim. Okay, Umir shivyom the zok, the other came all the sphere shivanakim kirova, Damar ola, filo inna, the low bolo, Dam Tor nami ola. It'll count, but it's not going to have a practical nafkamina. Okay, says the Beis Yosef. All right, the Lidan, the low bowl of Dam Tor. Okay, we don't have the cool of Dam Tor. So it's not really going to be a practical nafkamina at this point for us because it's not with the wife anyway. Well, you need another Shivan Akim, you don't need another Shivan Akim, it's not going to change anything. Okay, the Pshita Shisuseris. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. So even, we're not bowl Dam Tor, we're not bowl Dam Tor. And we don't accept the Yemei Torah Kula, so then it would be so fast, and there would need to be Shivan Akiyim. All right? If there were clean days, it would count. Good, we pass that grovel. But if she saw, it wouldn't have a practical nafkamina. The Baf is not so clear on that. And really, the Taz makes the whole thing clear. So we'll look at the Taz. You saw the Taz, you've got Nalafir in our seven. But the Baf quotes the Ramban, Ashkar Ramban, Chosin Shoseris, Pirish Afa Pid, the Shur Rishon Lo Rasa, Kavan, the Shur Shina Rasa, Soseris, the Sira, Tricha Shivna Kim, and Shatifso. Okay, I'll suffer Shivna Kim, and Shatifso, I feel me later, then oh, but she stopped, then okay. The Chain Chosin Ramban Ramban said that. The Chosin Ramban Shosev, the third line of the Baf, You think it's not right? He says, even today, okay, even today, he could hold it if after she counted the Shimon Akiyim, she saw in the second week, she should be able to go to the mikveh even if we don't accept Dam Torah. Let's see, the Taz will explain it all clearly. Let's take a look at the Taz Sivkot Malam. Let's spell out the whole thing. Taz here in our seven Kuf Tzadi Dalam. Sivkot Malam. Bim Shalmu Shivin Akiyim, Besok Yudal in a cave. Pirish. Below Ross Acharkaf had close Yudal in a cave. He said that means only if she did not see until after the 14 days of Tumara. The Ilu Rasa, Haritzvichal Eshev Shivanakiyim Mechadosh. If she saw that second week, meaning before the 14 days were up, you'd have to sit again, Nu Shivanakiyim Machmas Osaria. Why? Right? I mean, because if she stopped and saw the Shivanakiyim, and now she saw during the second week of the Yimei Tumah for a girl, for a baby girl. So, okay, so you have the regular dinner, the Chumar of Zerah. Don't tell, yeah, but this is Dam Leida. No. The Kasra Poskim, we spoke of this yesterday also. The Haino, Atur, B'Shem Rabbana, B'Shelsa, B'Shem Shar Poskim, Shane Bolo, Dam Torah, we call Chumar, Dam Zera. Why don't, and we discussed this yesterday, why don't we accept the Kul of Dam Torah anyway? Not Dam Torah. Yeah, Dam Torah, you made Torah. Why don't we have it? Because we have it's a question of how broadly we extend the Chumar of Zera. We saw yesterday that many held that we, so once you have the Chumar of Zera in place, then it doesn't matter, you know, that it's Dam Leida, that doesn't make a difference. So he says, again, the Einlam, third line, the Einlam or the Dam Kazel Loch Mil Atzman, that's not part of the Chumar of Zera. Kevin Shenu Dam Nida Tulo Zivas, it's Dam Leida, not Nida Zivas. Zay, no, it's not true. The Kosra Poskim, the Hanuma Turbi, Shem Rambana, he says, Shem Poskim, Shane Bolin, the Dam Tormi, call Chumar of Zera. The Hossam, how about Philo Dam Tor? So that talks about even Dam Tor. The culture came to enter royal and legal aziva, commercial around and so on. So, Kaba Chomer Adam Tome. That Chomer of Rabzera means even, let's set the Taz, is explaining the Svara. He says, we say that even if the woman sees during the Yemei Torah, during that which the Torah identifies as Yemei Torah, she sees Dam, the Chomer of Rabzera applies. Well, then certainly if she sees during days that the Torah calls Yemei Tumah, in our example case, the second of the four of the second seven of the 14 days, she got her Shivan Akim. Good for her. But now during the second week, she sees, I'm not if she's going to need a second set of Shivan Akim. Why is that going to be any better than seeing during the May Tar itself, according to us? Right? Kavachomer, Adam Tomei. She wrote, Shavuot Shein, Shon Akim, but the Afopi, the Shur, Shon Akim, but all of the Shivan Akim, very good. Okay, but still, below Tehadifa, Adam Tar. Blood, the Dam that she sees during the second week, of the Yemei Tumah for a baby girl, okay, that's Dam that she sees in days which the Torah labels Yemei Tumah. According to our practice, even Dam that she saw 2 weeks later, during the days which we call Yemei Tohar, we're machmer on that. Right? We don't accept the Kul of Yemei Tohar today, based, as we saw yesterday, on the Chomer of Zera. So Mamela, if we don't accept the kula during the of dam that she sees during the days that the Torah calls him a toar, then certainly we're not going to be makel on dam that she sees during days which the Torah calls him a tumah. It's not dam neither. We don't care about that. That's the Torah. Lo teadim me dam tor. Okay. Okay. Now a few lines later, he says Ela Shemar b'chosni. That's the Taz. The Taz is talking with the Pap. Zal klas of the chumah that was there ain't a shaykh al avadam haroil in the little tzeiva al avadam shal shavu shenah shal yoledes nekeva lo shaykh chumah that was there. Okay, that we saw that machlokes yesterday. Not everybody agrees that we applied the chumah of zera, but he disagrees. It's not true. Okay, so he says, so the Taz basically spells out, that's the machokas. The question really is how far, it goes back to that machokas. Okay, how far, you know, do we take the chumra b'zera? Right, the Taz is assuming that if she sees dam, we require shiva nekiyim. If she sees dam during the second week, she requires shiva nekiyim because that's part of the chumra b'zera. It applies even to the meitar. Okay, so it's certainly going to apply during the meituma. Okay, dam Torah requires shiva nekiyim. This will also. Okay, and if we're not ball on dam Torah, so certainly it's shiva nekiyim here. All right, he says the Taz disagrees, but anyway. He disagrees, and at the end he writes, "I'm a mokum she'ein bol on dam Torah. Baruch Hashem is shetzvika shivin akim. Obviously, it's shivin akim. Okay, we're not going to borrow. Okay, so that's my hope. Good. Now there's an interesting chumrah that comes up in some of the actually Rishonim. It's not just Achronim. Rishonim. Ramo brings it, but some Rishonim already had it. All right, and that is there was a minig in some places that. People, women would not go to the mikveh at all during the Yemei Tahar. They would wait until, even if they stopped, they got Shiva Nekiyim. Now, practically speaking, nowadays, that's not such a big chumra in the sense of if you have a boy, because usually the woman bleeds for, you know, well, what's with a boy? It's 33 days plus the 7. So it's 40 days, a little more than a month. Most of the time, women, after having a baby, will bleed for a good month is like everyone's different, every situation is different, depending on the birth. But you know, 4 or 5 weeks is not unusual. But 80 days, that's also 3 months, that's a chumrah. That's a big chumrah. So it says that they wouldn't, to some people in the minig, that they wouldn't go to the mikveh until after you got 40 days for a boy, which is okay, it's not likely that, or not automatic that you would have gotten her shiva nekiyim in anyway after the dam later. But after 80 days, that's a long time. So some people had that chumrah. The Maharik, Chuvas Maharik's in the Kuf, Mem Dalet. 21. Arevim alai divrei dodi hanechamara mizav kesev divrei chacham chen. Divrei pi chacham chen, etc. You ever see that sometimes after a chuvah, after a lomdisha presentation, you'll see the Rosh Yotavis, Dalet pei ches ches. I'll quote somebody here, the dollar pay that's what's in the divrei pi chacham chen. It's a compliment, you know. Sometimes you see that in I don't know if you see it, maybe in Chubas, but also in some of the quote some fancy lumber somewhere, and it's a little guy right at the end, the dollar pay cheskes, the divrei pi chacham chen. Anyway, so that's what you're talking about. What's the issue? Asher nagu halazim she'ein ha'isha tovelas, certain people in some country, we know she'ein ha'isha tovelas, tov men. The Zohar upeil in the cave of to the 40 days for a Zohar and 80 days for a feel lo rasa, even if you stop seeing. Emes, who the truth is, says the Maharik, minig rochok ve'enai. They're very far fetched minig, okay? And Joshua Chikor ben Moshe ben Nida Perkel, we'll see that later, the Rabbah, okay? The Be'ezet Tam Nachman Yolodis Acha Yodalad, Mem Le Zohar upeil in the cave. I mean, the Torah tells us with Tame, okay, we have other days afterwards in the Torah. So maybe we don't accept that it can be the husband. We're not going to be makel, but if she's clean and then she's well, she's going to kill him. Why not? Why should we make them not machmer on her? Okay, Yosef Mishar Noshim. The Otam Mishum the Dameha Tahora he Migragara, because the Torah labels her Dam during this time, Dam Torah should be worse. Well, Tahori, the Raisa. Okay, so anyway, he finds it a little bit difficult to accept. And then he gives a justification for it. Alpha Gav the Ikal remember the Adarabba, he anosinus in the fifth line down. The cave into the Mat Torah Medina, the Talmud, in that Tirena Labila, Kishisopra Shimon Akim, Yobalahat Gam Kitire. Okay, it'll lead to confusion. Because during these days, people think, oh, it's Tahora. So she went to the mikveh because she was actually really clean, but then she'll think, well, I can always go to the mikveh during these days because it's the Mat Torah. And it'll lead to some confusion. All right, that's the interview. Now, Tirio led this. Gam kitire yavalahate gam bishar noshim labioletis, or it can lead to other women thinking that oh, even though they're bleeding, it's okay. You know, it causes confusion. All right, I mean that's what the Maharik suggests. He says basically to avoid people making comparisons, jumping to the wrong conclusions. Okay, mikol mokol on his diet nira darchok yisere. With all that, you're right. It could be, but he considers this a harchok yisere. Okay. Now he does say the quote Paskani Echad Ashenikra Tanya. Quote from a sefer called Tanya. This is not the Tanya of Lubavitch, obviously. The Marika is much earlier. There's a sefer Rishona called Tanya Rabosi, which is a collection of halachas. Okay, it's a halacha sefer. It's printed. You can get it. It's first of all, it's available online, but it's printed. I haven't heard someone's printed a lot of these more obscure Rishonim halachim and hagisorim together, like the Minhagim Turner and Klausner, and they printed them together. So the Tanya Rabosi is one of those. It's a collection of halachas and Minhagim. Anyway, so this author, not sure author, okay, he says, this. But again, I just want to stress, it's not the Tanya of the Lubavitch. Okay, anyway, so it says, this Sefer Tanya, he says, so that people were machmer because they made it together, and therefore you shouldn't break it, and okay, you know, those people who follow his psak, okay. You know, but nonetheless, towards the end, he says that it shouldn't be mochev if people do it, all right, but it's not something we have to paskin like. Since a minute, you have a minute in your place, okay, you know, he thinks it might well be a minute toast, but those places that follow it because of precious, and that's how they look at 22, the Rivosh, lived elsewhere, also it's familiar with this, the Chuas Rivosh, Simon Mem, 22. Okay, people should, if they're doing it because they realize it's a chumrah, they want to be extra careful, that's okay. But he says, but you can't do it because you think it's an absolute halacha. Okay, you can't do it because you think it's a halacha. You're doing it for precious and for, you know, extra care, it's okay, you know, now they think it's an actual issue. All right, so basically the Marik concludes we shouldn't criticize if that's the minig, and their poskim told them to follow that, that's fine, that's not a good reason. The Rivosh also, it's a questionable minig, but if you know that you're just trying to be extra careful, that's also okay. The Sefer Aguda, okay, in Psochem, Karak Arvi Psochem, Os Tzadi Vov, right? Had Sheves al Dam Tor Asur L'Shamish, Ad Kamo, oh no, we'll get back to that. And nearly the Mishum Hachi Regilos Nashim Yodos Lahamten Lipo Kireas Panyishka Ona Memla Zachor Pelin Akeva. Here's a different thing, and we alluded to it before in the Shulchan Aruch that after the you may tohar or you may tohar up the 33 or the 66 are over, you're supposed to wait an Ona before resuming relation with the husband. So that's a practice we'll get to. Okay, we alluded to it already in the Shulchan Aruch, but the but they're good at rights, that therefore, since people weren't being exactly careful counting 33 days, 40 days, 66 days, who keeps that type of count? You know, so therefore he said, we're afraid that you might forget and then you'll end up doing it the wrong night, so therefore we don't do anything the whole 40 days, the whole 80 days. Okay, also, well, a little bit of a stretch, but that's what he said. They wouldn't go to mikvah the whole time because otherwise they'd forget about that din. That a woman who comes to the end of her period of Dam Torah shouldn't have tashmish for one owner. So for the sake of that one owner, you know, we're now going to ask for the whole pot. Okay, again, it's a little bit of a jump. It reminded me of, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, it's not all the same thing, just that sometimes we do things for the sake of not making a mistake one time, even though the one time doesn't come up that often. Just as the Cain, you know, we say on Friday night, we say by chulu after Shemoneh Esrei, right? What do you say by chulu for? We just said it in the Shemoneh Esrei. So the answer is because sometimes Yanta falls on Shabbos, right? So when Yanta falls on Shabbos, we have a Yanta Shemoneh Esrei. We don't say by chulu in the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, we say by chulu after the Shemoneh Esrei. You're supposed to say by chulu twice, once in shul, once in a cup of wine, without going into the details right now. So basically, we say by chulu every Friday night because of the rare occasion when Yontif lands on Shabbos, and they say Yontif Dikas Shemoneh Esrei without Vayechulu, so therefore, what ends up happening is people don't realize, oh, wait a minute, it's Yontif, you don't have to say Vayechulu after Shemoneh Esrei, right? That's the exact opposite. Not much exact opposite. The whole reason we say Vayechulu after Shemoneh Esrei on a regular Friday night is because of the time of the Yontif, you know. Okay, anyway, so I'm just saying the same idea. Well, we're going to tell her now she can't have do the husband the whole 80 days, you know, the whole time because he may miss the one night. All right. Anyway, that's what these posts can say. Look in the dark emotion of Rabo here in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalad. Has a different explanation. Ramor is in the document once you hear in some kuf tzari dalad sukkot and gimel those gimel. On the li nira divider Rabbeinu Tam hechmir al atzman kach. It all goes back to that Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and he quotes that the smag and hagos mamnas we saw quote that you know even though all the gaonim argued Rabbeinu Tam, no gu betzorfas afak Rabbeinu Tam. We saw that tzorfas they follow Rabbeinu Tam. Like the loma, the ain olin hol v'adori yatsum kriyin itzam. Im kain hol v'ain olin yimei haleid the afal pi she'ain aroa b'hen. Im kain l'didan she'ain nogin b'shtei tvilas. Im kain pasha she'tzvicha l'hamtim l'izpor shivin akim on achar b'am yom l'zachar shmonim yom le'in the keva. And according to the time, you require those two tvilas, right? One at the end of the yimei leida and one at the end of the yimei zibu. Since we don't do that, okay, since we don't do that, what he's saying, okay, if you want to be choshesh for that, Rabbeinu Tam, we don't do the two tefillahs nowadays. So in effect, the Yemei Leida never stopped. Remember we said you need a tefillah to cancel the Yemei Leida to start the Shemin Akiyim. So Mimela, since you don't do that, the Yemei Leida went on and on, so therefore we don't do the two tefillahs, so therefore they just decided to wait till the end of the whole Yemei Torah. Maybe that's the mocker for the minute. Okay, maybe. Again, it's all based on Rabbeinu Tam. We don't do the two tefillahs of Rabbeinu Tam. In Kain Pasha, Shvila Hakim, Lisbon, Shvila Kim, and Achar Rabbeinu Zachar, Shvila Kim, Umizeh, Mishtar, Rabbeinu Minag, Lachain, Ein Limchus, Klal, Be'an, and Ogil, Hakim, Kedash, Rabbeinu Tam, and so on. So if you want to be a Machir, it's okay. All right, so that's, anyway, so the different sheets as to where that practice comes from. The Maharil, in Ismin Hagim, 25, in Hilchos Nida, Oshay, Amamari Segal, the Hayoletis, the Keva, Lo Tipo, Rak, Ad, Pei, Beis, Yomim, Achar, Leda. If the Raisa, Tricha, Pei, Yomim, the Tavel, Yom, Pei, Aleph, the Chazal put up one extra owner, and if Chay, Nachal, Achar, the Maril does say to be Machmer for this minute, he does say to be Machmer for this minute, the Shemus Hadeshin, it's in Reish, Nen, Het, Nun, Hei, says, depends on the way you are, okay, you know, and not everybody, he was asked, Yoledis, Shetavla, Achar, Mem, Shalzach, Pei, Shalzach, Pei, Shalzach, Okodis, Man, Halal. Okay, you know, the details are not important, but you see from the question that she did it even before. They weren't marked on it. All right, so he says there's no peda. All right, so it depends on what the minig is. The Rambam is strongly, very strong about this. He said it's a mistake. He says, V'chein zeh, because Perkin Alav Alav and Tesla, the Rambam's pretty fierce about it. The Rambam is very, you say, very vociferous about his objection to this minute. He says it's up in courses, something that Tzdukim would do. Maybe we got him in Tzdukim, okay, wherever else. Okay. Okay, so that's the Rambam. All right. The Bach in our Siman Kuf Tzari Dalet says that there are ways to defend the minute. All right, that it's a finis daiti, kvod kulam kol munach. It's a minig v'sikin, and are afraid that they're going to mess up on night 41 and night 81, which is also midrabanan, and so on. He quotes that. Good. So he says that there's room for this minig. The Harry Paskin says, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says nothing about this, but maybe something like the Rabbin. Okay, but the Ramor writes here in our Siman, the end of the Ramor, the end of the Sif, the Ramor writes, 29, U'l'achar Shiva, U'l'achar Yudal, the Mekeva, Muteris lebaila miyad me'achar shesofer shivanekiyim below pozvarazel. After 7 days or 14 days are up, as soon as she becomes, she has shivanekiyim, she can go right away to back to her husband, and that's how we follow. He does write miu yesh mekom shenogin shein tovim tov mem lezachar shmonim lekeva. He quotes some who hold like that, and therefore he says ein lahatir mokom shenogin lahakmir a mokom shein minig ein lahakmir klal. Rak miyad shelo ros adam achar shiva lezochav yadal v'keva shofar shivanekiyim mutaris l'bailo. Of course, avon chazav rosa afilu tivazam kichar the tameyam afagad d'rais adam tor parposhal aminig b'chol yisrael she'ein bo el adam tor v'dino kishar adam l'chol dover. So there you have the Ramah who brings everything together. And we've seen All right, we paskin that Lamaisa, as soon as the 7 days for a boy or 14 days for a girl are up, if she can count Shiv and Akiyam, then she go back to her husband right away, and that's it. He mentions some places have to practice, and that's your minig, that's your minig. Okay, you go by the minig, and that's it. But if, of course, if she sees time again, there's nothing to talk about. The Taz, in Sukkot and Gimel 30, says, Minig Zem Atzil, Sharamam Karl of Tagar, like we just saw the Rambam back in verse 27, Perikudav, Al-Hatazov, closes the Minig Apikursus, and Stukim, he goes wild about it. Okay, but he also quotes some of the justifications for it. Maybe they're going to forget the extra ona after 40 and after 80, old racy, that it's based on a Renu Tam, like Ramos said in the Dark Emotion. All right, you know, with the two feelers, we don't do it. Yeah, look, I'm not going to read the whole Taz. No, he justifies the minute and says that, like those who want to paskin that way, it's okay. Even though he says the Bach didn't like it, or the Hifriz Armida, Rama Shaminik, that part is getting Shana Nachash. He gets very strong. I'm not going to like it. He didn't like the Kula. He got to be very, very strong on this minute. Again, the Bach is Machmir a lot of times, as we've seen. So the Taz said, I don't know why my father got so. He managed the exact opposite of the Rabbi. He said, if you break the minig, it's parrots getter neshchana nachash. You'll be bitten by a snake, right? Now I'll be parrots getter. I don't know why he felt so strong about this minig, but okay, those who have the minig have the minig, and that's it. Okay, and then he says there are more. I was only talking about the places that follow that practice. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan, to finish this point up, Sivchav Gimel, here in Simchot Zadidal, V'yesh mekom moshenog l'hachmer chumri yaseirah. He calls it a chumri yaseirah, because the Rambam called a tiger against it and so on. And he writes at the end, he said many didn't like it. He quotes the crazy place, he was with Atta the Minig, okay, and the Chacham Tzvi didn't like it, and Prague didn't like it. And he writes, look at the last line, the Atta kim dumani she'ena minig zebishum mokum. I don't think anybody keeps this practice anywhere nowadays. Okay, so says the Aruch HaShulchan. Good. All right, there are many people with Atta this particular minig. Now, let's just come to the other point, that Prisha at the very end, that one owner at the very end of the Yemei Tahar. That's based on a Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. Okay, 32. Yosheves al dam Tahar, Asur l'shamesh, ad kama amarav ona. Okay, a woman who's coming to the end of the Yemei Tahar should not have tashmesh for one owner. Okay, one owner. All right, how long is this exactly? So, Rashi on the page, remember in Arvei Pesachim, this is in Arvei Pesachim. So in Arvei Pesachim, you have both Rashi and the Rashbam on the page, right? The briefer form of Rashi, but Rashi's there. So Rashi says in 33, Ha'ashemes al-dam, afo pisha posak amayin shalaroh, so she still sweat an extra ona, says Rashi, yom belayla. That's Rashi, yom belayla. Yeah? Rashbam, 34, Rashbam writes, Ha'ashemes al-dam tor, what's the case? Rashbam elaborates. Isha shekali yemei Torah shalom. Yigia lel arboy me'echel lezochor or lel shmona me'echel in the cave. The 40 days are up now. It's the night of the 41st. When the 80 days are up now, it's the 81st. Okay. She'im tira achshav te'enida. Now she sees now. She'll be regular either, right? It's been 40 days. 7 plus 33 for the boy. Or 80 days. 16 plus 66. 14 plus 66 for the girl. So now she's back like a regular woman. It's any dam she sees now. She's regular either, right? So that's what the Rashbam is stressing, right? He says, "She tira achshav teinida asula." So better be careful. Asula shamesh the afal pisha lo rasa. The whole of the libuda he ad achshav lios mishamesh is imyos gzera shematir v'tishamesh. The Rashbam explains the logic behind this gzera darbana. This in the olden days, this woman was used to having a relation with her husband, even though she was still bleeding from the baby. Okay, but now her you may tore up. Right, 40 days are done since she had the boy. 80 days done since she had the girl. She's now, if she sees Dom, she's taka regular nida like any other one. Of course, asur labayla. So therefore, to make a demarcation, so to speak, right? We want to make a demarcation. We want to let her know that the a reminder. But, so therefore, that night 41 or night 81 after a girl, she's asur to be with her husband. In case she'll taka bleed now and become a nida and think, well, you know, for the last couple of weeks I've been with a husband, my bleeding doesn't make a difference. Okay, so she'll get mixed up and think that as well. So it applies here too. So to make that demarcation, now she should not be the husband. That's what he says. That's what explains the whole case. Okay. However, he disagrees with one thing Rashi says. Rashi says, Ona here means Yom Belayla. right? The second line of 33. But here in 34, the second Rashbam, Ona Yom Balaila Kach Pirush Rabbeinu. That's Rashi. Lo Nehira El Laila Echad Hanalel Arboim Echad. He thinks it's only one night, okay? And he goes back to the Gemara we spoke about so often earlier in the year in Tal Gimel. Like Rabbi said, Atzvara Bnei Yisrael Shiyufreshim Hashem Samach Levestan Kama Ona Varsh O Yom O Laila Ona. Like we had elsewhere earlier in Hilchos Nida at length, you know, Ona always meant the one, you know, leaving out the Azura, always Ona always meant the one Ona. Okay, yeah. So that's the Rashbam. That's you know, how he explains. You look in the Bahag, Sefer Lach Dosim Mem Beis 35. Okay, on that, you know, commenting on that one Pesachim, he says the same thing. He says the Rabbi said you have to wait an Ona, and the reason is Afal Gav Delo Kachazim Shasi Kavan B'Shlimuli Made Tarsa Doraisa B'Ilulah You Made Tuma Havelah B'Kitchilas Nida. Okay, it's almost like he's saying like it's almost like a vesis. It's not really. Well, I'm first Chada Ona Kineda Kama Ona Oyom Olala. First is Oyom Olala, but he basically says it's like the Yom Vesis. She's starting her eligibility to be a Nida again. So impoverishing her. That's what he says. All right. Here the comparison with the Bahag is saying, he's saying it's like a vessus almost. You know, not that she's necessarily going to bleed there, but it has a din of a vessus. Because now she's eligible again to have regular nidus. The Rabbi doesn't like this. The Balei Nefesh, Shartikon of Vessus in the Dalet 36, like Nishra Lana Lefarish Od on Acheres, okay, that's not to be the husband. He said, "Ain't a lomi vestas kavua, lo vestas ain't a kavua." He says nothing to do with vestas, nothing to do with vestas. Okay, just again, it's like Rashbam said, right? It's asur l'shamish ono achad at the end of the quote says Gemara Pesachim that Hashem's al dam tor asur l'shamish one extra owner. The Bahag says kavan then he quotes the Bahag first, right? In the third line of 36. Pirish balal afas kavan the nafka made taras lemetuma haba kishas vesta. But Thomas said, "Koshali, ad ma'od, becoming on him." I don't want me in sas vesta. Ha'efad ki aisha zos kvar yeshla vestas kabuli omakar. She has whatever vesta she has in life. Ma'od im osa isha regilios biyom me'masur v'lada. What if her vesta is during the day? Why should we also that night? Again, my own opinion is I don't know if the right the Bahag really meant it so literally. I mean, the rabbi is taking the Bahag's comparison to vestas very literally. I read it. I don't think he means. Just says that's like like that, you know. But all right, then the rabbi it takes it literally, and therefore he challenges it. It doesn't fit in, okay. And there was no re'iyah. How can you call it a vestas? Anyway, you skip down about six lines on the bottom. Ella time of the milsa mitokshi rogil boy meitor afu mishiro shema ye rogil boy meitumasa im damel below is a hair lachshav as yomer biyavol deisus chomer. Okay, that's what he says. All right, but he does say something interesting in the end. He says ulafi zahatam. If that indeed is the reason, then this whole din goes away. Ulafi zahatam. Look at the last two lines of the Raga there. Shara tikan vesa sim dalit. End of 36. Ulafi zahatam. Osa ona ain lano osa aksha. Shara ain lano dam tar anyway. We may tar me tuma echad hain lano. Ulazeh shomer shamar kalach. You hear what the Raga says? He says the whole din doesn't apply today because if my svar is right, and that's what the Rashbam seems to say also, the whole gzera because we're afraid she's been having a relationship with her husband all this time despite seeing dam, despite bleeding. So now she'll make a mistake when she's taka out of the meitara done, and now she'll continue to think it's okay. So therefore, we make a line of demarcation. The line of demarcation is not necessary for us because she wasn't with her husband the whole time, right? So the whole din doesn't. That's what the Rabbi's point is. Okay, the whole din doesn't, now they don't have dam tor anyway. So this whole chumah doesn't apply. Right, that's what he says. All right, and the Rosh also, here in the Par Gimel Sim Hei, Uben Mekomos Shabol al dam tor, look how he introduces it in 37. In those places where they have the kula of dam tor, which is not our practice, okay, Tzrich and Lifrosh Leil Arba Me'echad Azokha Me'el Shmon Me'echad on the cable, Afilo Tirit. The Mitok Shehurgal al Shamish, okay, so then they call you a Torah. Filo tirech hashin shemagam ato tir v'lava daiti. L'chein yodiena baila shu parishman alayla zu b'shul shakala you may Torah. So you have to make that line of demarcation, like I mentioned before. You follow? But again, that doesn't apply. He introduces this statement. Just this is all true. Bimkomo shabal adam Torah, which is not by us. And if you take a look in the Taz, the Cotton Bays, okay, that's why this whole practice is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, because it's not Nogea today. Right, the Taz says in Cotton Bays, or he quotes from the tour, All right, but he says, and he quotes the reason, and look at the third line, Lufi tam zeh shel shaar poskim, ein iser zeh l'makom shel ol adam tor. Aval adidam, shein bol adam tor anyway, ein iser b'lel mem aleph u'pei aleph. Okay, and therefore, look at the last words in the Taz, the Pan Reza, mishum hachi lo avi akan b'shulchar. That's why Shulchar doesn't bring this whole din of night 41 and night 81. Doesn't appear in the Shulchar, it's not no gear, according to our practice. You see the Taz, that's what he's adding. Okay, mishum hachi lo avi akan b'shulchar, less man the chosro. We're not worried about this whole din anymore, okay, because we don't have it. However, the Shach, it's Dalet 39, the Shach says, true, okay, it's true. Okay, we don't need it, and so on and so forth. We don't have to wear it. We lekam on the machmer, the tzricha pay all of yom, the sagilim, the zayim, the kiyim, afi yadalim, etc. When we call mokom near the baal nefesh yachmer, lifrosh men alel mem al, alel pay all of mishum, sofik zohar, okay, but whatever. Okay, I mean, okay, the Shach says that baal nefesh can be machmer. I don't know that anybody follows that, but okay, the Shach does say that a baal nefesh is machmer. Okay, the Taz, again, the whole din doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's why, because we don't have it today. Yep. Okay, last issue on this, and then we're done with this. An interesting question, which looks some sofer, it's here in the Pesach, it's really here in the Pesach Chuvah, it's called Beis, okay, the 42, but just the background. Does a woman who goes to the mikveh after the 40 or 80 days, okay, have to make a bracha on this tefillah. Okay, the some sofer in the tshuva chelak eridayin sim kuf tzadi alef 40 is asked asher nishal im levarach ala tviel shetuvelas hayaled this tok melos hanu mem lezach or pena came and came and sheina elam minig shenog lahafim shalivo dam tor below yishu dover bar. Okay, he says it's only a minig, right, to keep this extra, you know, these extra days that we don't count the yemei tor. So after the Meitar over, and then she goes to the mikveh, does she need to make a bracha? Does she need to make a bracha? All right, after going to the mikveh. So some sofer says you do. I also don't know if you have the kama on the bracha, halel. We have other minhagim that we make a bracha on. Halel on those days when it's not really required, like Rosh Chodesh, let's just say the Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos, okay? He mentions we all make all the brachas in Yom Tov Sheni, it's only a minute. We'll prat out for this moror. Okay, and which is only Darbonon to begin with, more of his manazeh, and then we do that, make a bracha on it, even on the extra day, the Yatushani, the second Seder. Our luck is near beyond Tushani or Kippurim. Him can gesh lebar, gam can al tvila tovelas al daptor. Delay the day, lecham aiser rabbi. He quotes, you do make it. Okay, yeah. Rosh Hashulchan, soon Reish. The soon Reish is. The last thing we'll do, and nothing's needed, is about the tefillah. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Kol Isha Chavetz Aruch Be'etzilas, Afila Yoshemes HaKesem, V'Rabbonon, still, and you always make a bracha, V'Aruch HaShem K'chon Son Al HaTefillah, the Gamal Rabbonon Shach B'Tivonu, Afila Yoshemes Al Dam Tor, the Eina Elam in Hoga Be'alma V'Aruch HaShem, came in the Chol Yisrael Kibbalah and Chumra Zu. It's been accepted nowadays as a proper Chumra, and we after they made Torah, she should go to the mikveh, and make, even if she went earlier, and make a bracha, and ain't feel below bracha. Ain't feel below bracha. So the Pesach Tshuva discusses this here in Zekat and Beis in 42. Other cases of, all right, the Pesach Tshuva just says also conclude you should make a bracha. We always go to the, whenever you go to the mikveh, you make a bracha. That's the bottom line. Okay, even if it's Tzilas Shel Dam Tor, you make Tor. Okay? All right, so we'll stop over here and the Mikvah Shem will continue tomorrow. We'll start I probably need two shiur for the next all right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Sfarim would not make a bracha.
Was that true?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay. Sure. That's what I learned.
Okay, good. I didn't know that.
We didn't, Sfarim generally don't make brachos on Minhagim.
Right, that's true. That I know from Rosh Chodesh and other things. So that would be...
Yeah, right, so...
Not the Sheni may be different. Not the Sheni may be different. No, right. They're Rosh Chodesh and other Minhagim adults. It's true. I'll check it out. Okay, thank you.
At least also something like Machlokes podcast.
What?
Machlokes, no?
What?
Whether you make a bracha on this tefillah, no?
On this tefillah, yeah, but these posts can say you do. Yeah, but I'll check. I'll check. Okay. I'll look in the Tarzan. Okay.
We say Suffolk breakfast cocktail, no?
Yeah, usually, yeah, yes, but the way the Piscator is said, since everybody's accepted this, and then, you know, I guess not a Suffolk.
If everyone accepts the minute they go to the mix, no?
Yeah, I'm saying they accept it in a minute, so it becomes like a din. That's a question. It becomes like you're asking according to those who never make a bracha in a minute, that whole of ketosis.
I'm also not sure what he means by ain sila below bracha. What does that mean?
Well, we never find anywhere else in the Misa.
I don't know. That's true.
Yeah, I need to look. I'm not sure. I don't know of any other cases. I couldn't think of any other self.
And I feel like we've just mentioned it a couple of times.
We'll take a look. We'll take a look.
For me,
I hear you. We'll take a look. Okay.
Ravi.